way, Coach, the other night, a home game. Home cooking's been kind of tough lately, but your team really needed that one, didn't they?
Yeah, we did. And not that it was a must win, but it kind of was. You know, it's your last home game of the semester, and a game that, you know, you feel that if you come out and play well, you're probably going to stack up pretty well. And especially after a tough one against Dodge, to where, you know, we're up with a minute 18, I think, or something like that, and couldn't make the play again, kind of like what the Garden game was. And so that was a heartbreaking loss. And so, weird feel though, too. You know, like, you know, Noah goes down, you know, you get the news about him and where he's at with stuff. And, you know, you find that out the day before the game. And so it was just a weird feel. You don't have a lot of practice time to figure out, you know, hey, like, what are these lineups going to look like? What are these things going to look like? And so not a lot of practice time with that. You're just rolling the ball out. And at times, I thought on Saturday we looked really good. And then at times, you know, not so great, you know. And so that's going to come. That comes with the territory. Obviously, things to work on. But we also got a lot of good stuff on Saturday as well.
I know you and I, in conversations after a lot of games, turnovers still kind of a problem. And hopefully that'll get better here soon. Soon too.
Yeah, you know, and it has to, because I just don't know where we're going to be at if we continue to do that, you know, and that, I think that shows the talent level that we have, even without the big fella, you know. You know, we had 27 turnovers in this game, and we were up 26 at one point. You know, we had 14 or 12 turnovers at halftime. You know, that's our goal for the game, you know. And so to have 27 turnovers and their team shoot 13 more shots again than what we did, where we were still up, I think, 18 at you know, 10-minute mark. You know, we're up 16 with 5 left, you know. And credit, like, again, like I said, you know, credit to Northeast. You know, they did what they needed to do. They pressed us full court. They really got after it. I thought the officials did allow them to get away with some stuff that maybe should have, would have, could have been called, but that's not Northeast's fault. I mean, they came after us. And so we got to figure out a way to do a better job of taking care of that dang ball. You know, it's gold. Especially when we're shooting, you know, we shot 46% from the field. Now, you know, it wasn't our best, you know, 3-point shooting night. And I thought we had some clean looks, but again, it was a weird game because, you know, they were pressing us. And every time we beat the press, you know, you're wide open and you're trying to play with the lead and take smart shots. But at times when you do that, you can kind of get into complacent mode a little bit. And I think down the stretch, just from what my feeling was, we played not to lose it instead of like continuing just to play the game and play basketball and make the right play.
Maybe kind of hoping for maybe a little bit more time to work on your lineup with Noah being out, but you got 3 more games again coming up this week.
Yeah, fast. And then, so not a lot of practice time either. And so it's learning on the fly here. It's guys need to step up and continue to play. You know, even with him in the game or out of the game, the message hasn't changed. We still want to move the basketball. We still want to play fast. But not dribble it too much, you know, and I think that's where we're getting ourselves into trouble is we're just over dribbling. Then we're just trying to make a play instead of making the right play. Like, I use a lot of baseball analogies in our program, and it's hit singles right now. Hey, hit a single. You hit enough singles, you're going to score a run, you know. Like, there's a reason why the all-time home run king is also the all-time strikeout king, you know. Like, you swing for the fences every time. Yeah, it looks great when you connect, but when you don't, there's a lot of errors, you know. And so we got to be better in those areas. And I think that's been the message the entire time. It doesn't matter who's out on the court. The message isn't going to change. So we got to hit more singles and continue to be more solid with the basketball, because we have a lot of offensive threats, you know, and now without Noah in there, it opens the floor so much up more to how we can play. And not that Noah was a hindrance, and that's not what I'm saying. It's just when you take a 7-footer out of the game, you don't have a guy down there. It's going to open up the court to where we have more driving angles. We have more stuff. You know, we rely a little bit more on our guards, and our guards are definitely good enough. And so we just got to get more consistent play out there. Like, we got to stop having everybody that comes in the game turn the ball over, or guys having 6 turnovers. That's what's killing us. Because if you think about it, if you play 9 guys and everybody has 2, that's 18 turnovers. That's still a high number, but it's not 27. You know, and so if we can get that thing cut down to where guys aren't having, you know, 5 and 6, those high number of turnovers, I think it's just empirical for our success moving forward.
I see Central is 5-1 early, aren't they?
Yeah, they're good. You know, they're good. They're a tough team, and they got some returners back that did a good job for them last year. Obviously, they lost a lot of production in the DeBow kid and Morwick, but they obviously bring back, you know, Dabrakow, who's a JA48 guy. He just picked up his first Division I offer to Idaho State. And so they run a lot of stuff through him, and he's a load. He's 6'9", lefty. You know, they start five lefties, which is crazy as well. But they run their stuff. You know, it's the same stuff that they've run in the past, and they run it really well. They're tough to guard. They run a lot of what we call get actions, which is high flex stuff that's tough to guard. And so we got to be solid here defensively. But they're a team that just doesn't make a lot of mistakes, you know, and that's going to be a big key for us is when we play teams like that, we can't give them extra points, you know, and that's why I thought was the disappointing part with Northeast is, you know, even though they shot 50% in the second half, they finished the game at 38. That tells you how good we were defensively in the first half. You know, like if we didn't have 14 turnovers in the first half of Saturday's game, that game looks a whole of a lot different even going into halftime. And so with Central, they're just going to be solid. They're going to guard you. They're going to run their stuff. And so they're just waiting for you to make a mistake. They don't necessarily get out and pressure you. They just capitalize on every mistake that you make. And so we got to have a smart approach on Tuesday.
How about Casper then for the weekend? I'm sure two tough games there.
Yeah, it's Western Wyoming and Casper, you know, two of the better teams in our region. You know, Western Wyoming is having a great year so far. I don't know exactly what their record is, but I know they've been beating some people and playing some tough games. And same thing with Casper. Casper's played a tough schedule. You know, they've played Salt Lake and Snow and some National Atlantic teams on the road. You know, Casper does press you. You know, they get after you defensively. They have a really good guard in Darius Robinson. You know, Western Wyoming's got a good wing in A. McPherson. Fee and Jackson Keel is a guard coming back for him, so they've returned some production from last year's team. The thing with Western, when Coach Sosa is they're always going to be physical. They're going to rebound. They're going to kind of beat you up, you know, that way. Casper's a little bit different. Casper's more of, hey, up and down, make the game fast and make it a track meet, and that hasn't been great for us. Mm-hmm. So we'll see. You know, it's contrasting different styles from Tuesday to Friday, Saturday. Gotta continue to go. It's a good test for us and to see where we're at. Not that these games don't mean anything, but it's more so, hey, we want to win a lot of games in January, February, March than we do right now in November. Now, we're not out here to lose games, but like we got to play better. And so we got to continue to learn. And that's my biggest disappointment is the fact that, you know, some of our losses, we're losing in the same way and not making that adjustment. And so that's going to be the message today in film and workouts on today and Monday to, hey, we got to start getting better here. We can't be making the same mistakes because that's what the turnovers are. Turnovers are the same mistakes that we're continually making. We got to fix that.